Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The U.S. State Department released this year's International Religious Freedom Report that names Eritrea among a handful of countries of particular concern for the severity of their violations. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra explains they're starting a petition drive on behalf of the Eritrean Christians. It coincides with Sunday's observance of the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church.
Christianity goes forth and many lives are changed. So we've seen that in China, we've seen that in Vietnam. We do know that people are continuing to worship the Lord, and churches are continuing to minister.
Next, while the African Union is in Darfur, Sudan, to provide protection in the aftermath of the genocide, Persecution Project Foundation says that's not happening. Relief workers there say escalating violence may force them out. Reports indicate that Janjaweed fighters are attacking refugee camps while Sudanese troops are posing as peacekeepers to stage their attacks. PPF provides emergency aid while beaming in the gospel through radio. And finally, the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency is just now tallying the cost of the 2005 hurricane season. Life is returning slowly to those in the storm's footprints. For many, it's the first time in 60 days they've been able to see if they have a home to go back to. Mark Lewis is with the Evangelical Free Church of America's Compassion Ministries. He says it's a key time for long-term outreach.
Stress levels of people are running very high. The backside of the hurricane is coming just from the levels of stress. There's been many people that have lost their businesses, lost incomes. Families have been separated.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, For the Love of My Brothers, by founder of Open Doors, Brother Andrew, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.